It is time for sports. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
So did you watch any of the basketball last night?
A little bit, not much.
I watched.
Those games are not worthy of my time.
I watched none. Zero. No basketball for me. I'm going to ask you a question now. See if you can guess who it was. A former president hit his first hole-in-one yesterday on the golf course.
Barack Obama.
No, George Bush. George Bush. And I want to tell you, Mike, whether you're a president or whether you're Marshall Miles, when you get that first hole-in-one, it is like a burden lifted off your back. It took me 8.5 years of playing golf to get my first hole-in-one. And my only hole-in-one. And it's just a really great feeling no matter who you are, whether you're a pro golfer or not. So anyways, so congratulations to former President Bush.
Good for him.
All right. Yeah, all right. So now, you know that when I look at this, I say to myself, it must have been a sports day when I want to lead with that. Except for this sports story, Robert Kraft has filed a motion to keep his sex spa videotape private.
Well, that's not even sports.
No, well, sports of another sort. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, anyways, where do you want to go in sports? Because I really
baseball season started yesterday.
Did it really start yesterday?
Yeah, Oakland's playing Seattle in Japan. They're playing again right now. It's the third inning. Seattle's beating Oakland 3-0. And then Major League Baseball continues to be idiots, as they did last year, playing these three games or four games in Japan a week before the regular season starts. It's ridiculous.
It is. Did Ichiro start the game for them?
Yes, he did. That might have been his last game that he's playing or whatever. But it's absolutely ridiculous how a team or two teams get shorted of the last week of spring training, and people are going to say, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, you know what? You never played the game, so keep your mouth shut. It does matter.
Well, of course,
you should not be starting the season in Japan a week ahead of everybody else.
And then sit, because you're right. Absolutely right.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So I agree with that. All right. Hey, the Bucks are the first NFL team that have two female coaches now.
God bless America.
Two female coaches.
I'm not even going there.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
Not even going there.
All right, what else do we have here? I mean, there really isn't that much, you know.
I'm surprised. Like, I didn't really know. Mike Trout's 27 years old.
Oh, yeah, he's young.
I thought he was a few years younger than that.
No, that's still young, though.
27 years old. That's he's locked up there for life. Good for him.
Yeah. No, that's great for him. And and what's great about it, it's going to cap all the contracts now because he's the best player in baseball. So now you can't have anybody come in over that. You just can't.
You can't have anybody come near it because, in my opinion, nobody's near him as far as being able to play the game. Not Harper, not Machado, not anybody else. Nobody's as good as him. He's won the MVP several times already, finished second a few times. A lot of people have a long way to go to catch up to him. If I don't think, unless he's got a crazy agent, Judge should get anywhere near the type of money that Mike Trout's got. Nowhere's near it.
No, it is not. No. I mean,
if you expect to get that kind of money, you have to have that kind of numbers for that long of a period.
Yeah, not after 2 years. No, absolutely not. So, like I said, the good thing about his contract is that should cap away the runaway contracts because nobody should get paid.
You would think.
Yeah. No one should get paid more than him.
No, you would think, but who knows?
Yeah.
The tournament does get started today. First game starts shortly after 12 o'clock. And like I said, this is a good weekend to watch it. It's nonstop basketball from noon to midnight every day and a little bit less on Saturday and Sunday, but these next 2 days are crazy, and some interesting things could occur. You never know. That's why they play the game.
Well, like I said, I'll watch it once they get to the Elite Eight. Yeah, the Elite Eight.
Yeah, this is the weekend I like. This is where the upsets can happen.
What else?
Last year we had a 16 beating a 1. I would love to see that happen again this year. That these so-called geniuses that match these teams up. I would love to see a 16 beat a 1 for the second year in a row. That would be sweet.
I just never got into all this bracket madness. I'm sorry.
Well, it's what it's about. It's what it's about. But there's got to be a better way of pairing teams up than the way they do it and seeding them. There's got to be a better way. It almost makes the conference champion. They make the conference championships meaningful when they want to and meaningless when they want to. It's crazy because how can Gonzaga be a number one seed when they got eliminated, I think, in the quarterfinals of their tournament? I just don't understand it. So if the regular season means that much, then the regular season champion should be the top seeds. That's not even the case. They just do whatever they feel like doing. Then they say, oh, it's strength of schedule. All right, so you're penalizing a team for the schedule or you're penalizing a team for the lack of depth in the conference. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. You're telling me Gonzaga's schedule is as good as some of the other teams that are not ranked number one as the number one seed? Gonzaga? Really? Give me a break.
All right, now, Pat O'Connell, my good buddy from down south of us, just texted me, wow, I agreed twice with Mike this morning.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
The world's coming to an end.
Well, so if anybody's going to agree with you twice, it's my good buddy Pat.
We see eye to eye on a few things,
He's a tough Irishman is what he is.
Good for him. That a boy, Pat.
Yeah, he's a tough Irishman. He's a good guy.
Stand Pat with me, Pat.
Guy who cooks for a lot of charities, raises a lot of money for charities.
Man. Sound like a good man to me.
Yeah, he's a real good guy. And he's a Jet fan, poor guy.
Hey, I thought I came up with a windfall yesterday.
What?
I saw a first-time starter down at Tampa on the grass, bred really good, and I seen a little angle that I like to use, and I'm not going to say it, but this horse went off at 54-1.
54-1.
And almost got it done, wound up running second. Almost got it done at 54-1. That would have been sweet, huh?
Hey, there's nothing like hitting something at 54-1.
No, and people look at you. You played that horse? What's wrong with you? And I played the horse. 54-1, I had to go across the board with him. So I did pretty good with that, and I caught the exacta, paid $160. And as it would be, the favorite beat him. So, but the favorite, who was a hanging rat for 12 starts, decides to run a little bit yesterday and beat my horse.
There you go.
At least I got something, right? At least I could buy a gallon of gas today.
That's exactly right. So now we've got racing tomorrow.
Yep. Saturday is Louisiana Derby Day down at Fairgrounds, and that's where we're going to be focusing. Hopefully it won't be wet down there. The last couple weekends has been wet conditions down there, and I hope not this weekend. Not so much for the dirt racing, but would just destroy the turf races, and that would be the shame.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, see what happens.
Yep. Buckle up, folks. The tournament starts today.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.